Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini 220. Nate is your tech engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. How's it going, guys?
Happy Saturday morning.
Happy Saturday.
Yes.
Saturday morning feels, right?
Yes. Very happy Saturday morning.
Yes.
Nice and sunny.
Yeah, it is nice out.
Nate's got his pinky on.
Got my pinky blinder hat on.
Yeah, nice.
Isn't that awesome? Yeah.
Are you wearing that tonight?
Are you really? Yes. Yeah. I love that.
I'm in that mood. Me and Rachel have been watching the series, so
okay.
We've never watched it yet.
I need to watch that. I see the clips. It looks awesome.
So, yeah.
Nice.
I think all three should wear one.
I got a couple.
I got to go get me one, right?
Well, good. Yeah, happy Saturday. So,
yeah,
doing a little recording, getting our mini in.
So we are
ketchup.
Some ketchup.
Yeah,
not so much mustard, but some ketchup. Yep.
Well, good. We got a big evening tonight. So
yeah, we do.
Got the live show.
Is Nate showing up? Nate, you gonna be there?
If one thing clears up out of my schedule, I should be able to make it.
I was like, is it a game time decision?
Yeah,
it really is.
It'll be 5:59, and Nate's still not there.
He walks in.
No, I have a feeling you guys probably put a pillowcase over my head and kidnapped me.
Exactly, yeah.
I was wondering where you were going with that.
Be like old school.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's okay. It's okay. We'll have him back by dinner.
Throw him in the van.
Throw him in the van, yeah. He likes this. He likes it.
All right. Well, hey, let's get right to the topic, Sean.
Yes.
What are we going to talk about?
We are going to talk about the North Head Quarantine Station, and this is Nate's pick. And if interested, please go check our show notes out for the source links we use for this topic.
Yeah.
Q Station.
Yes, it is called the Q Station.
Mm-hmm.
Which sounds pretty wild, doesn't it?
In Sydney, Australia.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you come up with this?
Blimey.
How'd you find this one, Nate?
I put in the search bar... Haunted places around the world, I think.
Haunted Australia.
Oh.
Haunted Sydney.
And it gave me a list, and it was on the list.
Nice.
I read a little excerpt of it, and I was like, hey, this is cool.
Sounds like it.
I have never heard of this place, which is
me
same yeah, with a lot I do, of places, right?
I do really deep searches.
Nate,
hours.
At the last second.
Hours
at the last second. You know he's not prepared for tonight, right? Like,
I know.
You know that he's going to...
I don't even know what we're talking about.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about that.
Just follow our lead, and then you figure out when we say the first story, and then you're like, oh, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, that's right.
Follow the leader. That's funny.
All right. Well, you have a little foundation?
I do.
Sean?
The North Head Quarantine Station, the Q Station, is a heritage-listed former quarantine station and associated buildings that is now a tourist attraction at North Head Scenic Drive on the north side of Sydney Harbor. Oh, my gosh, that's a lot of north. North Head near Manly in the Northern Beaches Council local government area of New South Wales, Australia. It is also known as North Head Quarantine Station Reserve. Quarantine Station and Reserve, that's the same thing. I don't know why they'd say it twice. The property is owned by the Office of Environment and Heritage, an agency of the government of New South Wales. Basically, they used to bring people, before they could come into the country, they were from other countries, they would just ship them through here, making sure that they were healthy, right?
Mm-hmm.
As I understand it. I
mean, that's try to avoid a
basic way of saying
diseases it. Like smallpox,
yeah.
Spanish influenza, bubonic plague. Just make sure they're...
Bubonic plague. That sounds awful.
Run through.
It's still, but it's true, right?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Make sure, let them run through their course, and, if they had it, they'd probably more or less die here.
Yeah.
They wouldn't let them go anywhere.
They've got a list. They even had, like, typhus, measles, scarlet fever,
mm-hmm.
and where was the other one? Tuberculosis.
Yeah, it operated from 1832 to 1984, so 150-year, cholera, smallpox, typhoid, fever, all that good stuff. It said, during which time nearly 600 people died. So you can see why there's a lot of paranormal stuff going on there.
And it started off as just a simple facility, but then over the years has turned into a complex, dedicated facility with blocks, hospital wards, a morgue, administrative center. Yeah, so it sort of turned into a little city, little, mm-hmm. Sort of like a jail, in other words.
Yeah.
It's kind of what it makes me think of, yeah. You know. It is cool, though. It's
you didn't really do anything terrible to get in there, but.
No. Yeah, right, no. You didn't kill anybody.
You're locked away for a little bit.
Yeah.
I just have a little cough. It's just a little cough.
Get in there.
It could kill millions. Just millions.
A little holding station.
Right.
Yeah. A holdover. Yeah, I get it. Yeah, it is an interesting place. I'd never heard of it, and yeah, it's interesting. It's got a lot of history.
It sounds manly.
A lot of creepiness.
It's very manly because it's in Manly, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know Australia very well, but apparently that's true.
Oh. Yeah, during its service, it detained more than 580 ships.
Oh, wow.
You said ships?
Ships.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So, yeah.
Nice. You want to get to the creepiness?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Jump into it.
Well, it says, so who could the Sydney quarantine station ghost be? The oldest building on site is known as the Gravedigger's Cottage. That's a good name.
It is awesome.
However, the name is misleading as they don't believe the gravediggers would ever have stayed in this cottage. They believe it would be more likely that the quarantine officers would have spent their time in this building. Ross, our wonderful guide, does tell us that there seems to be a darker energy in there which is picked up regularly by guests visiting. Ross believes there are two entities that there that don't like women, named Martin and Samuel. It is common in one of the bedrooms for the drawers to open in the cupboards on their own and the wardrobe doors to open and hit people as they stand close by.
That sounds like a comedy team is what I thought, but not so much. Apparently if they're abusive,
yeah,
aggressive.
Says the shower block has also had activity reported. A tall figure of a man and a little girl have been seen. The little girl, aged around 6 years old, is heard to complain that she doesn't want to get under the acid shower. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
And who can blame her? Ross told us of a lady on his tour that nervously came to stand next to him. She said she was down at the end of the shower when she was touched and spinning around, thinking it was her friend, found nobody was near her. Another girl came to him saying she felt boiling hot, like she had been in a scalding shower, so wanted to get out. Once outside, she felt fine. They have no records of anybody having died in the shower block.
Oh, my gosh. That's terrible.
It is terrible.
That makes me think of Al. He's telling that story about the house that where the skinwalker ran around and that they had to do the interview on the porch because it was, you know, he had that horrible pressure in his head, migraine-type pain, which never has headaches.
Yeah.
And then he said that the guy told him it took an hour and a half to be able to go back in because it was 100 degrees in there. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. It's wild that spirits can, you know, adjust temperatures cold or hot.
Yeah.
This says visitors and staff have reported numerous paranormal occurrences, including unexplained apparitions, phantom footsteps on verandas, lights turning on and off in locked buildings, objects moving without explanations, and sudden feelings of nausea or being touched, apparently also being extremely hot. The site is particularly known for its haunted shower block, which is a corrugated iron structure where doors slam shut, lights flicker, and the sounds of footsteps and crashes are frequently heard. The original hospital building, renowned for ghostly patients seen in old beds, was destroyed by fire in 2001, though plans are underway to reconstruct it on the original footings. Commonly reported spirits, this is a good one, include a traditionally dressed Chinese man, often seen near the Asiatic quarters, apparently they had Asiatic quarters, and a young girl in a white dress with pigtails, who has been mistaken for a living child. Others reported entities include a playful Jewish boy, a strict hospital matron, and a charismatic Chinese fisherman. The site's eerie atmosphere, combined with its dark history, has made it a popular destination for ghost tours since the early 1990s.
Mm.
Isn't that cool? That's a lot of ghost activity, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so in the shower, it was a place once reserved for pastors wealthy enough to afford better quarters on incoming ships, but death did not discriminate. Here, those showing symptoms would be ordered to strip down and doused with scalding carbolic acid, a brutal attempt to eradicate infection. The showers contain 10% of the carbonic acid. I think the first one is a typo. Carbonic acid, and also, or although it took all the fleas and ticks, it also took a layer of your skin.
Oh, God.
As you said, there's no record of anybody that died in this block. But yeah, they said today visitors report hearing disembodied whispers asking why are you here, feeling unseen hands shoving them, even when they're standing alone. The room is heavy with a stifling, oppressive atmosphere. As though the anguish of those tortured in life still cling to the damp stone walls.
Mm.
Some people report about someone peering over the top of the shower cubicle.
Oh, there's a peeper ghost. It's a peeper ghost.
Creeper, and then,
creeper peeper.
That's right.
Did yours say anything about a man wearing a fedora?
Mm-mm. Indiana okay. Jones.
In the shower block, there have also been reports of a man wearing a fedora and a woman wearing a bloody gown.
Oh.
And then it talks about the little girl that says she doesn't want to go in the acid shower.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a...
It's a lot.
That's a lot.
It's one spot that reportedly had no deaths.
Yeah, no doubt.
If you had, and you said the acid would take off a layer of your skin, so you think about how uncomfortable that is. After you have a really bad sunburn...
It was an acid
that's
bath.
That's what... It's an acid bath. Like, yeah. That's terrible.
Oh, sounds awful.
No wonder you don't want to go in the... I don't want to go in the acid shower either.
Will it kill the infection? It'll eradicate it.
Yeah. And your skin.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
And you'll lose a layer. Oh, jeez.
Don't worry. It'll grow back. Eventually.
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
Mm.
Yikes.
I've got a guy. Oh, go ahead.
Looking over the cubicle.
Yeah.
Hello.
The creeper paper.
What are you doing in there?
Huh? Top of the morning to you. I don't know why they're Irish. I don't know why that one's Irish,
that
but he is.
Yeah.
The leprechauns and the Irish always make it funnier, right?
Maybe it's a leprechaun.
That's possible.
Mm.
I don't know. That's
some of my old kinfolk, right? I was not. My kinfolk were not peepers in the shower, but they did have some Irish in them.
Wow.
Here's a little bit about an investigation. The same people from this article says, as we were setting the equipment up, the first two words to come out of the obelisk was Karen, which was Cag's real name, and Moss.
Hmm.
This has been my nickname for a greater part of my life. We introduced ourselves and started with an EVP on this occasion. We appeared to get lucky with a man's voice appearing on the recording. At this point, Ross had left us alone inside the building, so there were only the three ladies in there. Not only did we get the voice, but one of our balls triggered.
Light up ball.
Light up balls. Cat ball. When we started asking about the horrible things that may have been done there. Next, I was put on the headphones for the Estes experiment. I heard almost immediately, go away, and then the name Martin came out. When Cag and Charmaine asked if he doesn't like women in there, it spat out witch.
Hmm.
At the same time, I was feeling the floor vibrating, but strangely, almost like the floor was humming. Witches came out again when they asked whoever it was to light up the equipment. Most of what was coming out was mainly leave and enough.
Hmm.
So they had a lot of EVP activity.
Wow.
If Nate doesn't use triggered balls for his, that's a wrap. I'm going to be really disappointed.
It just caught me.
I know. Your snigger was all we needed.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. It says a lot of these tours that are offered at night, it's actually offered by the Q station. They're available for skeptics, believers, families, and corporate groups. They are conducted by expert storytellers. That's what you need, right? Who share the site's chilling history and personal accounts of encounters, which we're obviously covering some of those. The tours take place, obviously, after dark. They're nocturnal, right? When the historic buildings, burial grounds, and empty pathways are said to be most active with spirits. The site now a heritage-listed tourist attraction and luxury hotel resort,
mm-hmm.
right? Isn't that wild? Continues to attract visitors seeking a thrilling encounter with the paranormal.
You get to hang out on Quarantine Island.
There you go.
Or beach.
Yeah. That's cool.
I have a little bit on the old nurses' quarters.
Is that where the peeping's going on?
Mm-hmm. In the old nursing quarters in the complex, people have reported about a threatening figure cloaked in shadows.
Hmm.
Some will go as far as say that it is a demon hunting these quarters.
Oh.
In the hospital, there is also said to be a grieving mother looking for her child. Allegedly, she arrived with her young child who died of smallpox outbreak, and the mother died shortly afterwards. Her ghost is said to wander the corridors, clutching a bundle believed to be her child she was separated with in life. Let's see. The names of Elizabeth McGregor, who had served in the First World War, and Nurse Annie Egan, who lost their life in the Spanish flu when they were working as nurses, have been known to appear at their old place of work. Hmm. Nurse Annie Egan was actually a 27-year-old Catholic, and when she died, she had pleaded to be allowed a priest to give her her last rites, as well as the other Catholics. Her wishes were denied, though, as they feared the priest would spread the flu when he left. She died December 3rd of 1918.
Hmm. Wow.
Hey, Annie.
Yeah.
Annie's okay. That's good. That answers that question, right?
Yeah.
Hey.
Hmm.
It's a pretty cool place.
It is.
I mean, with a dark history.
Right?
But it's just, you know, for our sake, it has a lot.
There's the ghost of Mr. Slimy.
Oh, sounds made up. I love her.
Slimy.
Read on.
There are many vague and mysterious hauntings said to happen at Q Station, but some are very specific. It is said that the ghost of the flirtatious mortician, they today called Mr. Slimy, can get quite handy.
Uh-oh.
Or handsy, mm-hmm, with the visitors.
Mm-hmm. Maybe a
he
little
is
bit
reportedly
of
a very well-dressed man with a top hat.
Hmm.
So watch out, girls.
He sounds pretty slimy. Not Slimer, he's slimy. There was a cool review on the place. They were talking about for the ghost tours. It says, Manly Q Station, originally known as Quarantine Station, was just, as the name implies, a place for passengers arriving in Sydney who were sick, potentially exposed to disease, or were known to have a communicable disease. Look at that. I just ran right over that. So that they can be separated from the general population until they were healthy again, or sadly, until they passed away. Q Station has now transitioned from a place of disease and outbreak to a serene and historic part of Manly, offering accommodations, a great restaurant, that's going to get us there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the ghost tours. Manly Q Station ghost tours are a unique and unusual thing to check out. Here's everything you need to know, including some spooky experiences, which we've already talked about. We won't talk about that too much. This person has said, I've done a lot of ghost tours throughout the world. Love history stories, tales of supernatural. Nowhere have I ever been to a place that scared me as much as Q Station. It's a disturbing energy all throughout the grounds, which is now part of, we've talked about, Sydney Harbour National Park. While there are plenty of unique places, station is one of the most unusual and eerie. So isn't that cool, though? But that sounds like somebody that does a lot of reviews and does a lot of these tours. So I think that's awesome.
I have one question.
Yes.
In the restaurant, are the steaks cooked in acid?
Oh.
Ooh. Maybe.
Get the top layer just off. Just right.
I like this place. I'd love to have the opportunity to check it out.
I do too. Be very interesting and creepy.
Seems like
what we want.
Oh, we got to go.
Yeah. Seems like a lot of
Australia.
A lot of activity, a lot of different entities.
Yeah. I've always wanted to go to Australia, so.
Get a little shrimp on the Barbie.
Shrimp on the Bobby.
Shrimp on the Bobby.
Well, anything else on the Q Station?
We're going.
Okay.
That's all there is to it.
Let me know when.
I have so many different ways that it's all inappropriate to go with some comments that I'm going to refrain. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to refrain.
That's good.
I was talking to somebody last night and saying that the running joke is, you know, put it on the list, Sean. Okay, got it. I said our list is a mile long.
We'll be lucky if we get to 1% of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have high ambitions.
Yes, we do.
One of the managers at the bank, when I went in to get some cash for tonight's live event, she's like, hey, how's it going? I'm like, good. How are you? She's like, nice or good. She's like, still doing the podcast? I said, oh, yeah. I said, actually, we have our live show tonight. She's like, that'll be fun. And we're talking about where it was and all that. And she's like, you guys still do, you guys go on like investigations or anything? I said,
oh, no.
No.
not like we'd like to.
I said, no. I said, a lot of talk. Don't get to a lot of places. It's kind of hard to get to. But
mm-hmm.
I said, you know, we've been a few. So I said, but no, we're still doing the podcast. But
we will get to other places.
Yes. Yeah. What's weird is we'll last, we went to the Hannah house. Well, I know it was an investigation, but that was last November.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah. Yeah. That was in November. So it was a little past spooky season.
Had a
so.
Nice little group there too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I told a friend that last night that she should join us next time. Well, anything else? Is that it on the
I
Q
think
station?
That's it. I think we good.
All right. Well, Nate, what do you got for us?
All right, we'll jump in the shower and have ourselves a acid shower and wash some of that Mr. Slimy off. That's a wrap.
All right.
I think it was wise to avoid what I suggested earlier.
Oh, Mr. Slimy. All right. Well, thank you, Nate. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our Middle-Aged Mini 220 and our discussion on the North Head Quarantine Station, known as the Q Station. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See you.